With subjects as varied as 18th century music, ancient skulls, film and philosophy, what links the disciplines in humanities? Postdoctoral research fellows have got together at the John Hansard Gallery to investigate and celebrate. Will May from English explains.
Well, there were seven of us appointed as postdoc researchers in the humanities, and the idea behind this project was really to get us thinking about how we use our different sources and how the languages of our different disciplines might be able to talk to each other. In terms of prompting behind it, we were talking today to international baccalaureate students from a local school, from Taunton School, which is quite fitting, firstly because the School of Humanities, of course, is built on Taunton's old site, and secondly because, of course, in their projects in international baccalaureate, they're always being asked to think across disciplines and across different subjects.
The students were encouraged to think of familiar academic subjects in new and challenging ways. Linguist Nicole Tracy Ventura outlined how computers can be used to aid understanding of other languages.
In a lot of ways, context is important to all of us. So we look at something, but we always have to think about the context that it occurs in. And so I think that's a reoccurring theme that we all tend to talk about. So for language, it's the same thing. I mean, you can get frequency counts of certain grammatical features, but you always have to look at them in context to get a feel for their purpose or how they work.
So it's looking beyond the obvious, the surface, the superficial?
Yeah, you could say that, I think. But we all have a different slant on it, which is what we're trying to show, that, you know, we can all kind of look at the same sort of objects, but from our own perspectives and our own disciplines.
What words mean to different groups of people interests philosopher Sophia Esther Theo.
When you hear a physicist, for example, talking about work, when you hear an economist talking about work, they're going to be understanding this term in very different ways. And when you and I talk about work, we're each going to be also talking about work in maybe another different, ordinary way. So my question is, how does this happen? How does a term such as work get validated and useful within scientific research?
Maria Fritscher of film gave new insights into watching movies.
You have the visual level with the images, the editing. You have the narrative level with the plot, what is the story about, and the narrative structure. And then you, of course, have, like my colleagues, sound and music, sort of sound, how is sound used to express specific feelings. And the last level, which, of course, is also very important, is outside the film, is the context. So who produced the films, what were their interests, but also the audiences, who saw the films, in which settings. And so that's what I'm trying to do, to introduce this sort of very concise manner, film studies for beginners in 10 minutes.
Musicologist Florian Schading is intrigued at the impact of migration on musicians.
Migration can be a lens through which to listen to music, maybe in new and maybe unexpected ways, and how very different musics, you know, from very highbrow avant-garde to dance culture, pop music and whatever else, can have common strands and common themes that precisely are rooted in migrations, interactions of cultures, displacements.
Wiebke Thomaen, who's studying how 18th century musicians communicated with their audiences, says preparing for the presentation has been thought-provoking.
It has worked very well. It's been very interesting. Every time we've met, we've discovered new crossover sections, new sort of avenues where actually our research comes together and where we use either very similar methods or where the methods of some of the others can start informing the way I approach my topic, or just topic areas that actually overlap where you didn't think they would in the first place.
Early medieval archaeologist Suzanne Hackenbeck hopes the international baccalaureate students gained new insights into what happens in universities.
They have quite a limited idea, I think based on their school curriculum, you know, quite a limited idea of what research in the humanities is about, and maybe research in the university as a whole. You know, we really try to give them an impression of what else you can do and that it can be, you know, fun and exciting.
More joint ventures are planned in future.